It is May 1st, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. Hello. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cheryl and I arrived home last night after our travels to Nashville for the Options Industry Conference and a trip to Ohio to see friends we had not seen in 33 years. After my memory was jolted, I was reminded by my friend Jim that his mother and mine were roommates when they taught at Highland Park High School, and my dad and mom introduced his father to his mother. Jim's wife Becky is a minister who is retiring mostly because of COVID and being burned out. Her second bout of COVID was pretty rough, and she serves an Ohio congregation with many unvaccinated people. But she has buried 12 members of her congregation from COVID, she said. She and Jim gave Cheryl and me a red steel comma made by a local ironworker that is the symbol of the United Church of Christ, God is Still Speaking campaign. It is proudly displayed in our front yard. Larry McMillan is really getting into this SIBO 50th anniversary and OCC 50th anniversary remembrance thing with another interview, this one with former CBOE Chairman and CEO Bill Brodsky. There's a link for it in today's newsletter. The Options Clearing Corporation has issued its 2022 annual report. It's titled Resilience in a Changing World. Another way to do the same thing is how EEX released its 2022 annual report. EEX has published a YouTube video about its 2022 annual results featuring EEX CEO Peter Reitz. Whenever I drive down I-65 towards Lafayette during the evening hours, I suddenly feel like I am surrounded by aliens as the blinking windmill tower lights turn on and off to warn planes of their presence. Well, it turns out that some rural residents don't like their night sky disrupted by the constant blinking either, and have enlisted some lawmakers to pass laws to limit their blinking to happen only when aircraft are approaching, the Wall Street Journal reports. The editors of Bloomberg weighed in on the banking crisis with some advice in a commentary titled, "If the banking crisis offers one lesson, let it be the advice, more capital would make future disasters less likely." Mohammed El Arian weighed in with his own take in a commentary titled J.P. Morgan, First Republic and the Curse of the Second Best. The subheadline is, "The solution to regional banks crisis raises more questions and concerns about the U.S. financial system." Bourbon drinkers could be in for a shock as a white oak shortage could ruin the industry, Bloomberg reports. White oak is a specific kind of wood used in the barrels made for aging the bourbon, and in the interview we learn why other woods can't be used to replace it. We need a white oak futures market to give us pricing to promote production. Every day I take my two dogs, Bella and Indy, Indiana Jones, for a walk using two retractable dog leads. But now, these long, extendable leads are being blamed for serious brain injuries as they are behind a rising number of finger fractures and dangerous falls, the Telegraph reports. I normally walk the dogs while carrying the leashes in one hand and a walking stick in the other to help me balance and support. However, I guess I need to change back to shorter leashes. The Guardian has a number of health tips for us today, including that chocolate does not cause acne, carrots do help you see in the dark, and the best thing to eat when you have a cold is a hearty, nutritious bowl of soup, particularly chicken soup. But how about when you're feeling better? What is the healthiest beer for you to drink? USA Today has that story. RJ O'Brien is hiring a new accounting analyst one in Chicago. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, What Science Says About the Coronation of Charles III. The ceremony is a reaffirmation of the bonds that tie us together. Emile Durkheim told us as much. On May 6th, a 74-year-old eccentric will be crowned King of the United Kingdom and 14 Commonwealth realms following the longest apprenticeship in history. The Archbishop of Canterbury will anoint Charles with holy oil, made according to a secret recipe, and present him with various symbolic objects, including an orb and a scepter. My comment, this is no Game of Thrones. There are no dragons. Hardly any fun at all. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Billionaire Stephen Cohen has a plan to become the King of Queens. To win a coveted New York casino license, he's hired the best team that money can buy. Steve Cohen likes to boast that he'll spend whatever it takes to win. He did it over three decades, building his $27.2 billion investment business, buying the New York Mets for $2.4 billion in 2020, and then assembling a team to win the World Series at such incredible cost. His $353 million payroll is the highest in Major League Baseball history. That rival owners dubbed a penalty teams must pay when their payroll exceeds a certain level, the Cohen tax. My comment. Now, here is a man on a mission to win the Game of Throws. All right, here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline is, Biden calls for release of jailed journalist Evan Gershkovich, other detainees. President Biden and others at the annual Washington dinner called for the release of the jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Russia during a gathering that brought together members of the media and government officials to celebrate press freedom. Mr. Biden met privately with Mr. Gershkovich's family, who attended the White House Correspondents Association dinner as journal guests, as he arrived for Saturday's Black Tie Gala and recognized them in his remarks. My comment, thank you, Joe. Free Evan now. Here's a story from The Economist. The headline, The Power and the Limits of the American Dollar. Every so often, an appetite surges for an alternative reserve currency to the dollar, and a market booms in predictions of the greenback's imminent demise. For nearly three quarters of a century, the dollar has, at a global scale, dominated trade, finance, and the rainy day reserve portfolios of central banks. Yet high inflation, fractious geopolitics, and the sanctions imposed by America and its allies on countries such as Russia have lately caused dollar doubters to become vocal once again. My comment, never underestimate the power of the almighty dollar. Just saying. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the CFTC press release. Federal court orders South African CEO to pay over $3.4 billion for Forex fraud, about the CFTC's biggest fraud scheme case ever, involving Bitcoin and the highest civil monetary penalty ordered in a CFTC case. Second was FTX exchange revival is impossibility, ex-ally Scaramucci says from Bloomberg. Third was have zero-dated options broken VIX from Interactive Brokers. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline is, First Republic Bank is seized, sold to J.P. Morgan in second largest U.S. bank failure. Lender teetered for weeks following Silicon Bank Valley's collapse in March. Regulators seized First Republic Bank and struck a deal to sell the bulk of its operations to J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, heading off a chaotic collapse that threatened to reignite the recent banking crisis. J.P. Morgan said it will assume all of First Republic's $92 billion in deposits insured and uninsured. It is also buying most of the bank's assets, including about $173 billion in loans and $30 billion in securities. We also have Bloomberg's story of this, the Financial Times story of this, the New York Times story of this, and also there's an official press release from J.P. Morgan Chase about this, and there are links in today's newsletter for each. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. First Republic becomes second largest ever U.S. bank failure. Lender supplants Silicon Valley Bank after regulator seizure. Three of largest FDIC failures this century occurred in weeks. For just over 1 month, Silicon Valley Bank was the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. That was until First Republic Bank, a California lender that catered to wealthy clients, knocked it off that spot. First Republic was seized by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation early on Monday after failing to undo the damage from a flood of customer withdrawals and declining asset prices. The U.S. regulators struck an agreement for J.P. Morgan Chase & Company to take over the bank's assets, including $173 billion of loans and $30 billion of securities, as well as $92 billion in deposits, after talks to rescue the lender dragged on for weeks. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. Euroclear profit soars as payments from Russian sanctions pile up. European Securities Depository benefits from sharp rise in interest rates. Profits at Euroclear have more than doubled in the last year as the world's largest settlement house gained an unexpected windfall from the Western sanctions on Russia. The Brussels-based group said on Friday its balance sheet had swelled by 88 billion euros to 140 billion euros at the end of March, as the coupon and fund redemption payments the company normally moves to and from Russian bank accounts were frozen and locked in its accounts. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.